turning our attention now to our competition, Quinlan's Fish, our Good Friday Fish and Chips Lunch Competition. With me on the line, I've got Liam Quinlan of Quinlan's Fish. Liam, good morning to you.
Morning, Joey. Morning to everybody. How are you all?
It's that time of year again. I know you're pretty busy. It's a big day for fish lovers and people who are trying it out for the first time.
It is. It's and look, I suppose, as you well know, there's a lot more people converted to fishing and inverted commas over the last number of years because, look, not only is it good and healthy for you, it's a good source of protein, and it is very cost-effective, even to feed a family.
Yeah, it certainly is. And lots of people trying it out. They've been hearing recipes all week and all of that. Well, look, I'm delighted to say I've got a number of people who have been nominated or have been nominating. We've Linda McCarthy with us on the line. Linda, good morning to you.
Morning, Terry.
Tell me where you work, Linda.
I'm working in the A&E department over in UHK.
Okay, the A&E department. And you, tell me who you've nominated.
I've nominated a few departments, actually. I've nominated the catering, the domestic staff, the porters, and also the healthcare assistants that work in A&E.
Okay, so the people who make the whole place run, I suppose.
Yeah, to be fair, I know obviously we've doctors and nurses and a lot more other people working there, but sometimes you can be kind of overlooked, and our job is just as important as the doctors and nurses. So I just found when I was listening yesterday, I thought, you know what, now I'm actually off today myself. But sometimes these staff can't always get to the canteen for a lunch break or anything like that. So I just thought, you know what? I think it would be nice if they could win this today. I just thought they deserve it.
How hard do they work, Linda?
Oh, goodness, I'll tell you. Very hard. Yeah, it's a busy spot most days. Like I said, there's times when you don't get a break, you know. Like I said, everybody works as a team and sometimes can be overlooked, you know, in the background.
Yeah, and look, we're heading into a busy weekend, heading into a busy summer as well.
Yeah, very much so. Like I said, it's always busy, but like I said, everybody works as a team, and I just thought it would be nice to nominate them.
Well, listen, Linda, well done, because you are the winner of our competition, and the staff in there will be getting the fish and chips lunch today.
Brilliant. I'm delighted. Brilliant.
And listen, it's particularly selfless because you're off today.
Yeah, I am off today, and I'm gutted now, to be fair. But I'm delighted. Carmel and Betty and Joe and Jerry, the porters and stuff, I'm delighted. Thrilled for them, to be fair.
You're going to be a hero when you go back.
I don't know, but sure, I'm delighted they won it. I'm thrilled. Yeah,
brilliant stuff. Brilliant. Great stuff. Liam, listen, worthy winners.
Oh, absolutely. Look, and I suppose people behind the scenes never get the recognition that they deserve, and especially in the hospital. And I suppose, given all that's in the news over the last few days with A&E and the whole lot, that they're gearing up for a particularly busy weekend, I just felt it was appropriate that we acknowledge all of them. Because I suppose, look, in our own business, we have our own unsung heroes in the likes of Owen Ferter back in Dingle and the Granvilles and Carl Kay and Hort McGee, Martin Griffin, fellas that are out fishing every day, and their name doesn't appear in the packet when they go looking for a bit of fish.
No, it
resonates with us as well.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, well done, Linda. Congratulations. The lads are going to be delighted with you. They'll enjoy their fish and chip lunch. And Liam, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
No, thanks to everybody, and happy Easter to everybody.